Parshas Bo'era. The parsha starts by Yidaber Elikim El Moshe Vayemer Elo Bani Hashem. Elikim is Midas Adin, and the Midas Adin tells Moshe that he's Megala, that really it's Ani Hashem. The emphasis is in the Bria Sa'olam. We have the same thing. Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis starts off the entire first paragraph is everything is Elikim. Vayemer Elikim, Vayivar Elikim, Vayivarach Elikim. In the Hemshecha Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw by Bereishis that it can't be totally with Midas Adin. So if you notice, Kesev, the Psukim in the middle of Parshas Bereishis is Hashem Elikim, Hashem Elikim, Hashem Elikim. And near the end of Sefer Bereishis, the Rebbeinu Shlomo sees that it has to be totally with Midas Arachamim. And then at the end of Parshas Bereishis, everything is just Shem Hashem Levav. Similarly, by Matan Torah, it's Vayidaber Elikim, and it says Anochi Hashem. There's the Chilas for Midas Adin, the Shit for Midas Arachamim, but from what we understand in these Indian Be'emes, everything is Kulei Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elikeinu, side to Hashem, and side to Elikeinu was really Hashem Echad. In Zohar state that Yudke Vavke, if you spell it out, one of the ways to spell it out, if you spell it with Aleph, then it's Gematria 45. And 45 is Ma, Mem He. And if you spell out Mem He, that's 86. That's Elikim. So Hashem, Hu Elikim. Yudke Vavke, when it's spelled out in the Oifen that it's Mem He, and Mem He, Mem Mem He Aleph, Mem He adds up to 86. And that's the Midas Adin. The emphasis, it says also, Bo'era El Avram El Yitzchok Ve'El Yaakov Bekel Shakai. The Rebbeinu Shalom is telling Moshe that he was Nizdamein and Nizgala to the Avois with the shame of Shakai. Shakai is the name of Teva. Sha'ona Aloi Lomoi Zai. This form also say that the hidden letters in Shakai, the hidden letters, if you spell out Shakai, Shin Yud Nun, Yud Vav Dal, Dal Vav Netof, the hidden letters in Shakai is Gematria 500. Peru Revu is Gematria 500. The world is Chamesh Mois, Mahal Chamesh Mois, Meha Oilam Adarakia, and that's still Teva. Avavai Yemer Elov, Ushmi Hashem Lo Nidak, Hashem Avai is beyond that 500. We spoke other times that the Tzach Adash Be'achav, which is the Sidra of the Matris that we're starting now, the Tzach Adash Be'achav is 501. The Gematria of the Tzach Adash Be'achav is 501. It's beyond Shakai, beyond Teva. And the truth is, when we go through these parashis of Shmois, even now during the winter when it's Shoivim, we're going through, Ke'ilu, we're going through a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have to realize that every person, it's not just that he can go Bekel Shakai, which is Ke'ilu Teva, but he can go beyond. Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. He could even go beyond, and every person can have his Egina Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you know what the Pasuk says over here, various Lashonis of Geula, the Arba Lashonis of Geula, Voitzeisi Eschem, Vitzalti Eschem, Vigoalti Eschem, Vilakati Eschem, the Arba Lashonis of Geula. The Mishnah says, in Pesachim, the Mishnah says that there's a Takonom, the Rabbanon of Dalit Koisis, and Rashi, and the Rashbam, over there in the beginning of our Pesachim, bring the Makar from a Yerushalmi, that one of the Makairis, the Yerushalmi actually brings, and the Medrash brings various reasons, but the standard reason that Rashi brings, everyone knows, is that it's connected to Arba Lashonis of Geula, Voitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, and that's why there's a Takon of Arba Koisis, connected to Arba Lashonis of Geula. The emphasis is the fifth lashon of Geula, the Hivesi Eschem, and that's why there's a fifth kois. The fifth kois is connected, the fifth lashon of Geula. But the etim, it's the arba kois is connected, the arba lishoynus of Geula. And there's a shayla, why arba kois is shal yayin? Why not arba kois is shal mayin? Shal mitz tapuzim, orange juice. Why not arba egoizim, arba matzois? I mean, we have arba matzois after you break the middle one. But what the arba kois is shal yayin? So the Meshech Chochmah says of Pshat, the reason why it's not with yayin is because yayin is mesamel how Klal Yisrael is different than the Umay Sa'olam. Gozru al yeinom, that we shouldn't have eat drink from yayin of a goy, because that's what keeps us separated, and that famous what kept us through the Gul and Mitzrayim also, that the Gemara says and Chazal tell us shal yishinu es shmoisom es lishoinom es malvushom. And that's why we dafka say pick yayin, and he says that's why we pick up the wine when we say in the Leila Seder v'hi sha'om delav yisein. What's v'hi? What was oymed lanu? So kipshuta, it's the haftocha baruch shemer haftochas li Yisrael v'hi sha'om delav yisein, the haftocha. But the Meshech Chochma says that it's no, it's v'hi sha'om, that this that we kept and we drank only Yiddish wine, the idea that we were mabdil, because if the yid doesn't make the kiddush, then the guy is going to come make him the havdol and stell him. So you have this idea that the yidden be'emes kept themselves bigula because of the shaleishinu. Of course, there's a famous verse. It says the ma'aser that Klal Yisrael were in the memtes shari tumah, which means that you could be, as I is the nusach, you could call yourself chatko and wear a strimal and speak Yiddish, which is leishinu l'shoyno shmoisam and mabusham, and still be in the memtes shari tumah. But la'maaser there was a yisrin in the fact that you called yourself chatko, spoke Yiddish, and wore a strimal. But the Arachaim says that that was Koyde Matan Torah. Koyde Matan Torah, when you were in the Mem Tes Shari Tumah, and that's why Klal Yisrael had to go out early, because if they would have stayed, they would have fallen into the Nun Shari Tumah, and that's why they had to go out. Otherwise, Zokta Arachaim HaKadosh, in a few places, that's only Koyde Matan Torah, Noch Matan Torah, the Koyach HaTorah, even if a person would fall into the Nun Shari Tumah, even in the Shar HaNun, with the Koyach HaTorah, you can come out even from the Shar HaNun. Over Meduchtach, that Arachaim, L'Choyra, Zog HaChidosh, Abba L'Choyra, he didn't know about this generation, because in this generation we have already nun tes, internet. Net is nun tes shari tumah. Ich weiß nicht, if weiß nicht, if the Aruch Hayim would take the place that with, if you're holding in the nun tes shari tumah, that the Torah would mazal, zgei nicht azoi, medaf nicht arayin fallen, in the shari ha nun tes. But akupanam, that's the arbal ishoinis of gula. But again, the question was, why dafka wine? So, it's interesting. The arba l'shoynis are v'hoitzeisi v'itzalti v'go'alti v'lakachti. And we said there's also v'hevesi. So it's interesting, the Rashbam, there's a fagreis the girsa. And the Rashbam, the Rashbam in Baba Basra, daf nun ches, the Rashbam brings the arba l'shoynis of Geula. There's a shayla on the girsa here, but he brings Voitzesi v'go'alti v'lokachti v'eidesi. He skips v'itzalti, the Rashbam in Baba Basra, the end of Chesed. But you have the Rashbam up in order of Psochem. In Psochem, the Girsa Lefanenu is Voitzesi v'go'alti v'lokachti v'itzalti. Which he says the four standard ones, he doesn't use v'eidesi, he says it in the wrong order. And I want to suggest maybe it's not the wrong order, maybe it's like it's in Baba Basra. He doesn't hold v'itzalti, he goes with v'eidesi. And it's the right order. As if he is before Baba Basra, it's Voitzesi v'itzalti v'go'alti v'eidesi. If you do it from the Gra says that the arba l'shoynis of Geula are Voitzesi v'itzalti v'go'alti and v'go'alti. As I said to Goyim, the fourth lashon is also atzveitim ol v'go'alti. In the Pesukim it doesn't say atzveitim ol v'go'alti. But as I said to Goyim, he says v'lokachti is matan Torah, it's anderzach. V'eidesi is k'nisa l'aretz, it's goran anderzach. Over the arba l'shoynis is by saying v'itzalti v'galti v'galti. Zok to Goyim, even though Rashi, the Rashbam, the Yerushalmi, the Medrash, and so many Mekhairas say it's by saying v'itzalti v'galti v'lokachti, Zok to Gro, toysakus. And stop saying by saying v'itzalti v'galti v'galti. Mekhair, you can't spread up the Goyim. You have a Rashi, a Rashbam, a Yerushalmi, a Medrash, Rishonim, Tanoim, Brises, Mekhairas and Chazal. He says it's a toysakus. And stop saying by saying v'itzalti v'galti v'galti. So I found the Balaturim, not like the Goyim. Because the Balaturim says, Voitzesi v'itzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti, is the arba l'shoynis of Geula. And that's gematria, v'lo yifchas odom mi'arba koistis shel yayin. So the gematria gate with yayin. And that's also a teretz wide after with yayin. The gematria gate with yayin. Is this meant that goizim? Actually, someone l'cheshman, v'go'alti tzvemo, gate with that goizim, v'cheshman. But, azoi, it goes with the, like the Balaturim, it's also moving wide stock of yayin. The Chidor writes that Kois is Gematria 86, which is the same Gematria as Elikim. And Be'emes, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, 430 years. 430 is 86 times 5. The Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim 5 Midos Hadin. 5 Midos. All Sakako, 430 years. That's 86 times 5. Over there was Zoicha, that the Koishi Yashiva, they were there for 210. But the Koishi Yashiva was only 86. Kiyadua. Only one Kois. They were supposed to be 5 times 86, 5 Midos Hadin, 5 Koises of Peronis. And they were only in the time of the Koishi Yashiva, one Kois. And they have to, because they would have fallen into the Shara Nun. That's why we drink Arba Kois. Because those are the four Koises that we went out early. We went out early, those are the four Koises. That's the Cheshbon. And that's why Yosef already in Parshas Mikitz, it says, Yosef made a takona that even when they're working for him in Yeshuva Taparia, but Arba Yodesh goes to the people. Only one Yad goes to the Melech. Yosef was machnis into the Shoirish of Sheba Mitzrayim, this is story. That out of five yodos, five portions, only one portion goes to Pari. And not to Pari, he got one kais, he got 186. The other, 344, is Gematria Shmad. Fakert, we went out. And that's the Arba Koisis that we're representing. Chansoifer writes that the MS is really six Lashonis of Gehul. Vaitesi, Vitalti, Vitalti, Vilakachti, Vaitesi, and then Vinasati, Vinasati Eschem, Nilaon. He says that's lost. Menasati Yisrael Lachem Rosha. He says also the Essen is supposed to be six gulas, and the Chum Sefer says that six gulas, six times 86, six kois, six times kois, is 516, which is fascinating because everyone knows that Vos Chanon is 515, and Tfila is gematria 515, and Shira is gematria 515, and Moshe Rabbeinu Davin 515 tfilas to get into Eretz Yisrael, and the Eivishter told him. I'll place the davar eli oibra davar as there. Don't daven one more tefillah. If you'll daven one more tefillah, you'll get 516. And then you're going to yego in, because that's what the pasuk says. Vatabek eini b'shuroi. Bakom emalai mireim. Zavtech hasam soifer. Shuroi. Shuroi is 516. Hatikvah is 516. One of the plan. Aber shuroi. Shuroi is the real kula. Yisgada al shmei rabo. Is Rosh Hateva, is Shuroi. Is Rosh Hateva, is 516. That's when it's going to be the Gula. That's when we're going to get all six choices. Batabit, Eni, Beshuri, Bekom, Malay, Mareim. Then we'll talk about the Gula Asida with the sixth choice as well. Now, we asked the question why it stopped with Yayin. So they say over a terrace from Rosh Shlomo Zalman because Yayin is Mesameach Leiv in the Oysen that when you have one choice and then you have another choice, it's Marbe the Simcha. Right? If you're gonna eat four egos, then it's the same egos. Noch an egos. Eventually, stomach egos. But nishkin toy sefes, nishkin ribul. Yayin. That's mesameach. The erstekois, the tzeitik. It's the same thing with the geula. The geula was a process. The vaytzesi, the vitzalti, the vegaalti, the vlakachti. It's marve. It's what's the word? Vizok in the math. It's not just. It's compounded. It's expounded. If I say
exponential.
It goes. It goes. That thing, you know, the dafka by yayin. So I heard a very interesting chiddush. The Gemara says in Pesachim, on that Kufches, that the din of Dalet Koisis, Om Reb Shua Belevi, a person is supposed to drink Dalet Koisis. So the Maitre that day, the Emesis, you have a steer in Rashi. It's a whole sugi b'fnayatu, the morning. Rashi, we said already, in the Mishnah, on that Sadi Ket, the Mishnah says, V'lo yifusu lo yimei arba koisis shol yai. Rashi says, what's the makar of arba koisis shol yai? The arba l'shoinis of Geula. Rashi in Sochem Kuf Tes, when the Gemara brings down this member, Om Rabbi Shulman Levi, Hakol Chayovim by Arba Koisis, Rashi says, what's the Arba Koisis? Because by Paroi, by the Saramaskin's dream, it says Kois three times. That's three Koisis. Plus one Kois for Birchas HaMozim. Which is sounded up, that the Birchas HaMozim is not of the Chesed. Fine, you need a Kois for Birchas HaMozim. And besides that, it says Kois by Paroi's dream three times. The truth is, if you count, it says four times Kois. And it really says five times. If you count also when it says over that what happens eventually with the Sar Mashkin, four times it says Kois Pari, one time it only says Kois. So depending on how you want a Cheshbon, you can either say there's three, four, or five Koises by the Sar Mashkin. But Rashi, misquoting the Medrash, says not four Koises by Pari's dream, by the Sar Mashkin's dream, but rather three Koises and the Kois of Birchas HaMozim. Why does Rashi switch? Why in the beginning of the Perek does he say the Dalit, the Shoinus of Gula, and then later on he says the Koisus of Pari. Harbe Toira Nidra Shalda. There's a lot of Achroimish Toira that there's two dinim, and over there it's Larabis Noshim. Noshim only have Yenidin, so Rabbi Rashi is bringing that shot. There's a Sach Toira that in this inning. But I want to forget on Akuda that it says over there. We know that the Dalit Koisus, the Etam, are supposed to be drunk. Each one is on a Brocha. Arba Koisis Tikna Rabbanon Kol Echad Ne'evit Bei Mitzvah. We do it Kiddush Al HaKois, Hagodah Al HaKois, Birchas HaMozoy, al hakois and halal al hakois. The Gemara says in Sochem, why do you drink all four koises in one shot? You make kiddush and you drink four koises. Shoson bevatachas. So the Gemara says, if you drank all four koises bevatachas, yedeyayin yotza, yedeyarba koises lo yotza. Interesting to say. Yedeyayin yotza, yedeyarba koises lo yotza. What does it mean? Were you yotza arba koises or not? You were yotza yayin, and you weren't yotza the arba koises. So what were you yotza? If you weren't yotza arba koises, what were you yotza? Rashi over there says, you were yotz to Simchas Yontif. Nothing to do with Dalit Kaisis. You were yotz to Simchas Yontif. This is in Bechol Yontif to drink wine. What nizach? The Chor has nothing to do. You weren't yotz to any aspect, facet of Dalit Kaisis. You were yotz to Simchas Yontif. Very bekitzer, it's Yodua that in Rambam states and Ander Agedor, there's a famous shtickle from the Briska Rav that in the Datsa Rambam, there's Taka two din in Dalit Kaisis. Maybe that they say Torah to answer the Rashi. That there's one din that you're supposed to drink at Derech Cheirus. And that, even if you drank it, the Fasachas, you were Yoitza, and the Rambam is even going to say, they Cheirus Yoitza, meaning you were Yoitza, the Dalit Koises of Cheirus, but separately there's a din of you, the Dalit Koises, I'll say there are brachas, you weren't Yoitza. Briska Rav has a whole Arichas in them. He says that the din of Cheirus has to have to be wine. Can't be grape juice, Lucham or Medina. But the din to maybe do Dalit Koises of Mitzvah, of Bracha, could even be maybe with Yicham or Medina. Meaning if a guy drank Dalit Koises of Fasachas, could be later when he's going to redo Kiddush Alakoyz Bechazamot and Alakoyz Vechum, he could take it to a grape. He can make an uptail in the Tvei Dinim. Oh, but Rashi and the Rashban is a mod nazach. Rashi says, you're the Yayin Yotze. You're Yotze Simchas Yontif. Shkoy, Simchas Yontif on Yom Kippur. On Sukkah, Shavuot, there's also Simchas Yontif. You're the Yayin Yotze. So I want the Kiddush. Interesting Kiddush. Maybe in Rashi also there's two Dinim. It's a fort. Simchas Yontif, you're supposed to drink a revius of wine. That's the takana every day of Yontif. They drink chomer or revius of wine. Leila Seder, there was a special takana. Arba koises, four cups of joy, four arba koises of Simchas Yontif. Kach tiknu that the tzura of Simchas Yontif should be to drink arba koises. Adem zot tigmara. So if you drank all four bevas achas, yedeyayin yotza. Not stam the algemeiner Simchas Yontif. The din arba koises of Simchas Yontif of arba koises of Simcha, and that's why it's wine. It's not orange. It's Simchas Yontif. And maybe it's dafka by men. This din, noshim don't have this din. You know why? Noshim b'mamas samcham, the big dates of onim. Maybe buy four dresses. Maybe they should be able to come places. Now, about the noshim also have to drink because that's the other din. There's a din. Arab shloish pomin kois in paradise by the machaloyim and the din of brichas amazon. There's a din of kiddush ala kois, avod ala kois. Noshim have that, and that's what Rashi says it over there. Oh, but the other din, the din of the arab shloish, which is four cups of silchas yontif, that you could do b'vasachas. The arab kois you could do b'vasachas. Yesh b'zeh harchavas dvarim. We'll see weiter. Hashem tells Moshe to go speak to Paroi. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein b'nei Yisrael l'shomu elai, ve'echish me'eni Paroi, v'ani aral s'vasayim. So that's what the Ben Ishchai says. Then Mr. Ramban asked the Kasha. We know that the Goyal is supposed to come and say, Pokoi pokarati. Frekti Ramban. I think you're already in... We ask this Parashu by the Yechi. Frekti Ramban. What's the concept of the Goyal, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to know to say, Pokoi pokarati? Yosef left the Masoira from Yankov Avinu already that there's going to be the Goyal is going to say, so what's the kun? The other end can come in and zog and pocket pakarati. Anyone can say pocket pakarati. Is that so schwer? So the Ramban says two terutz. The Ramban says one terutz is Moshe Rabbeinu was kicked out of his home. He left his home before Bar Mitzvah, so he wouldn't have known. By him it's a wonder that he knew. Or the Ramban says murder, he says, Kach Nemra Ha Masoira from Yankov Avinu. There was a Nevuah that the Goyal, the real Goyal, is the one that's going to say pocket pakarati. Ah, the other end can come in Mach and zog and say pocket pakarati. No. That don't worry, it's going to be true that the real Goyal is the only one, the first one that's going to come and say Pokrit Pakar. Oh, but the Ben Ishchai is a different shot. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was a Ralph Fasayim. Ralph Fasayim means he has a problem with his list, but he can't say pay. By him it would come out Bogoid Bokoid Bokarati. The Rabbi said that's how he talked. It's not. So there was a Raya Brew. Moshe Rabbeinu can't say a pay. And here he came Borer and he said Pokrit Pakarati. Dr. Ben Ishchai, I need a Ralph Fasayim, and still I said it. That's going to be the Haichacha. Kenna Bocher, he goes every Shabbos to the Kaisel. Mamish Nachta, after the, before he doesn't, the Kabbal Shabbos yet, but it's already Mamish too late. He doesn't want to take an Ahag Monit that's Yid, it's Lusne Iver. So he has to make sure that it's not me Bnei Amen. So he tells the Nahag, he gives him 200 shekels, he says, Tagid Pepsi. And they try very hard. If he, only if the Nahag borrows, says Pepsi, then he knows he can use this Nahag. It's not a Chashash on the Shabbos, but he has to get borrow. I'm even young. It says that Moshe goes with Aaron together. Who Aaron and Moshe? Who Moshe and Aaron? Rashi says sometimes it says Aaron lifnei Moshe, sometimes it says Moshe lifnei Aaron. In this Rashi Gufa it says Aaron first, and Rashi is coming to be Muramis that Be'emes L'Rabbis Sheshkulim Hein. The first talk about this Indian that L'chor Moshe Rabbeinu Becholzish was a higher darga l'gabi Nevua, and Meidach Kisa l'gabi the Aaron had more shaykes to the Mitzrim for the past 80 years. So each one, you know, covered on the other one a different mila. They say over a Meister that it used to be, they don't find it so much anymore. In Sfarim, it used to be printed in the Shar blot of the Sefer, would be printed a tzir of Moshe and Aaron on the top. It would be like an Aron Kodesh, and it would be. You find it in older Sfarim. Recently, they don't print like that anymore. But there would be a tzir, a kilo tzur, a picture, a drawing of Moshe and Aaron. And in a lot of these Sfarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall and thin, and Aaron is short and a lot fatter. So they asked one of the Madpisim, "What's the Indian?" He says, "It's Moshe Rabbeinu." State he was Esther Amos Gemara. And Aaron had to go on three steps to get even to the Yud Ches Tfachim of the Menorah. He said, that's why Moshe is tall and Aaron is short. What's the under chelik? He says, Shkulamim. The chokhmah of the matzis. Stay to Pasik. Perk Zayin. Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana, the Aaron ben Shalosh, Shmoinim Shana, the Dabram el Paro. Moshe was 80 years old when he's standing in front of Paro. So Fregand Achroinim, a lot of Achroinim are still in this kasha. Mamashav Wunder, Stirim Sukkim. Here it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. This is before the process of the Ten Matis. It's a Mefurash Mishnah and Idiot that the process, the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was Yud Beis Chodesh. This is a full year L'Chayre before, and it was a process every Matis was for a month, meaning for 7 days, and a break of 23 days. Well, actually, there's a Machlokes in the Medrash, one sheet that says it was for 23 days, and a break of 7 days. When it says Vayihu L'Shivas Yomim, does it mean the end of the 7 days of the Matis of Dam? Or the end of the 7 days of the hefsek between the Mark of Dam and the Mark of Tzardeya. Machlokes of Yudra of Nechemya, the Medrash. It's Pashan, how to learn the words. Vayihu L'Shivas Vayomim. Was the Mark of Dam 7 days or 23 days? But according to this, it was a process of a year. So Moshe Rabbeinu was 80. Then there was one, this is when he starts the process. Then there's one more year in Mitzrayim. And then the years, the Yidnu were in the Midbar. Arboyim Shana. Okot Bedor. So Mefurash Apostle, Kuvenei Yisrael, Ochlo Samon, Arboyim Shana. Arboyim Alerit Neshavis. So that's 40 years. So 80. Let's just do a little math. 80 years old, plus one more year in Mitzrayim, plus 40 more years in the Midbar. Someone help me out?
121.
There's a pasuk in Zayis HaBrocha, Ben Meya Ve'esrim Shana Noichi Hayoyim. Pasuk, where did the year go? Something is missing. Over here he's 80, the Eish Pti Rosso, he's 120, Arboim Shana in the Midbar, and there's a Shana of the Mishpat Mitzrayim. It's a Klap Mishpat. The kasha is based on three hanochas, and there are therefore, by definition, three potential fruits. And we'll speak out all three. Either he wasn't really 80, he was 79, it's rounded off. He was nichnas l'shnas hashmoinim. Or Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Hagoyes Yaakov Emden, in the end of Zvachim, he wants to say that the Yidim were only in the midbar for 39 years. When it says 40 years, that's rounded off. A lot of problems with that. Yoyim l'shona, the Meraglim were in the midbar for 40 days. Maybe that also was 39 days. Work it out. Or that the Chacham Sofer has a mahalach to come out that the Mishpat of Mitzrayim Taka wasn't the full 12 months. It's the Mishnah if you said so, but the Seder of the Matis, and when it says Bo'im Dei L'Fnei Pari over here, it's already, it was not a full year. Those are the three basic options that can come. It's a whole sugya, but I'll come on that shtel of the 80, 140, 121. Problem. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, When Power is going to tell you, Tnu lachem moifetz, as Mer the Kazakh, apart from the Noim Elimelech, we're coming into Mitzrayim here, which is full of kishif, full of Tevin at the Machnas and Ephraim. What's the kunz? So the first thing is that Pari is going to ask them, Tnu lachem moifetz. See, when these moifetz makers, kachatumim, vive heisman them, they know the secret behind the whatever the Indian is, whether it's achidas einayim or it's various koiches, but they're not nispol from what happened because they have it planned out. But Moshe Rabbeinu farshteitzach being an emtsoi of showing Rasan Haboiri, who's kol yachol, so Moshe Rabbeinu also ba'atmoi is nispol suddenly when the moifes happens. So Paris says tnu, not tnu lonu moifes, tnu lachem moifes. I want you to see do a moifes, and I want to watch on your face. I want to see something. You're going to be nispol also because it's not your koyach. You're not just competing with the Chartumim over here. Tnu lachem moifes, make a moifes. But do Alein, Moshe and Aaron are also going to be nisfal from. Now there's the various Moshe, first with the Nachash and the Makel, and finally then you have Taka the Seder of the Makel, Dam Farday v'chulei. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, that there's a shinoi in the Pesukim whether it says Bilahatehem or Bilatehem. And the Gemara, there's a shinoi in the Gears today, but the way it says by us in the Gemara, it says sometimes bilateim and sometimes bilahateim. So the Beis HaLevi in Parshas B'Shalach explains that Be'emes, of course, when Moshe and Aaron are the one getting the Koyach HaBoyri, so it's ona, it's not lahateim and not lahateim, it's the Boyri. When the Kishif Machas, the Chatumim are doing it, they can either use lahateim or lahateim. Explains the Beis HaLevi, B'Ktzara, the whole system. One is Kishif and one is Shaden. And here are the rules. Kishif is that Ba'ifin Bimian, you make something look like something else. Shaden is you can transfer, you bring something from somewhere else. Really, you transfer, you bring it from one place to the other. So the Mashli says, when the Nochash turned into a stick and Fakert, that was Koyach HaDimion. And that used Kishif. It really was a stick, or Fakert, some say it really was a Nochash, depends where you're starting from, but they made it look like the other thing with the Koyach of Kishif. Dam and Sfardei, you can't use Kishif. Because there's a rule, it's in Pershing Gemara, I want to speak out now. The Gemara says it's Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin. Kishif doesn't work by Mayim. Mayim is real, Kishif is Dimyan. When it comes into contact with Mayim, not special Mayim, Mayim is Machzirit le Mitsuyusoi Ha'amiti. So Daven Fardea was using Mayim, and therefore they couldn't use Kishif, they used Shaden. And by Kinim, that's where the problem started, that the Chartumim say Etz Pelekimi, because, of course, again, Moshe Rabbeinu could do anything. Because he's doing it from the Bairi Elam, but the Mitzriyim, here are their two options. And by Kinim, they can't do either one. They can't do Shadim, because Shadim, you can't transfer Shadim on something that's smaller than a Sa'ira. But Befrek the Beis HaLevi, but let them do Kishif. There's no water there. So the Beis HaLevi says there's another rule in Kishif. Also, it's Mavur and Chazal. Kishif doesn't work unless you're standing on the ground. Kishif doesn't work unless you're standing on the ground. Were they standing on the ground? So it depends. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron first made the whole offer of Eretz Mitzrayim, Kinim. Now, Mineyu Bey, if Moshe Rabbeinu used Kishif, it's not Shaden. Moshe Rabbeinu can't use Shaden either. It's smaller than a Soyer. Moshe Rabbeinu maybe used Kishif. But if it's Kishif, then it's not really Kenan. It's Karka. And over there, they're also still standing on the ground, and they should be able to also do Kishif. The fact that they weren't able to do Kishif, so their spilus wasn't the fact that they can't do Kenan. It's the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's Kenan is being Moineyah then. That's what their spilus was. Because Lishitasam, that the only option is Kishif, that can't be what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. Frektim Arsha, so why didn't they try by Arv? It's bigger than a story, we use Shadim. So the Marsha says, but they already saw by Kinim that it's not happening. And he says, other turrets. I saw the Chassam Sofer speaks out, why didn't they do Gever? So again, maybe they caught on by then, but the Chassam Sofer going with his Cheshbon of when the Makas were, he comes out that Dever punkt was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It came out Rosh Chodesh Shvat on Shabbos. And there's another, it's also Gemara, that Kishif doesn't work. Three rules in Kishif. Shaden maybe, but Kishif not in water, not on Shabbos, only on the ground. So it was Shabbos, and Shabbos they can't do Kishif. That's what the Meniyah was. He had the Cheshbon, the other four weren't on Shabbos. But Deborah was on Shabbos, and that's why the Chartumim couldn't do it. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, Ze'iri came to Alexandria, Ze'iri the Amori, he came to Alexandria, and he bought a Chamor. When he came to give the chamar to drink, the chamar suddenly turned into a plank of a bridge. So he right away went back to the people that sold him the kind of mekach toys, And they taka returned it to him. They said, you didn't realize in Mitzrayim, and it was kishis. It wasn't really a chamor. It was really a plant. As soon as it came in contact with water, so then it becomes back real. The Gemara then brings the second story with Yanai. Yanai went to a certain shpizo where they gave him water, and he was choshed that they were kishif machers. And Taki, so he spilled a little bit of it, and it turned into nechashim. So he right away made believe he drank it, but he didn't. And then, instead, he said, I drank your water, now maybe you drink from my water. So they drank to this Gemara Sanhedrin. So she drank his water, and she turned into a chamor. So Yanai took the chamor and drove into town using the chamor. But then one of her friends saw what happened and turned her back into an isha, and then it was he was mevuta that he was riding on the isha in the shuk. That's the Gemara. Now it's interesting. I saw Reb Steinman in Ayelas Hashachar Al Torah. He brings the Sifurna says, yeah, the Kasha. The Sifurna says that when the Mitzrim with the Chartumim, when they made the tanin, their sticks turned into a tanin, he said it was kisav nisam. It looked like a tanin, but it didn't have tenua. It didn't move. They don't have a koyach to make it move. It just looks like a tanin. It doesn't have the koyach of tenua. So Rav Steinman asks, it's mafurish over here in the Gemara Sanhedrin that the chamor was moving. So I want to say, I think it's pashut. In the first story of Ze'iri, it doesn't say it moved. He gave it a drink and it turned into a plank. In the second story, it moved. It depends what it was before. If it was an ishik, it could turn into a chamor that moves. In Ze'iri, it was a plank of a bridge. So the plank of it, but it doesn't say that it moved. It's not clear from which one of the Rav Shlomo asked from the Gemara in Gemara Tzarchim. I'm tailing it up. Ze'iri never said it moved, and in Yanai, it had batteries in it from before. Yeah, it's a gay. But it's interesting. I saw Rav Yonason Eibishitz writes. It says the Gezeira of Pari originally was Kalabena Yiloid Hayoyer Tashtichu. Why Hayoyer Tashtichu? Let us say Kalabena Yiloid. You'll kill him. What's Yoyer? He says because the Mitzrim do kishif, and the Emes, the Mitzrim have an eighth. The Yidden, also could make kishif. They were in the Mitzrayim, so when there's a gzera to take the kindle up, there's a kindle. They could take pieces of wood, etz. They could take etz and take the etz and turn it into a child, a clean etz. Make it into a thing and give it to the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim will kill that, and then they'll keep me from hiding the child. So Pari says, no, we're going to throw it into the R. Right away in the R, we're going to see what it turns back into a piece of wood. Hilchav that the This was the mitzvah. This is Rabbi Yonis Naibishit. And he brings and he sells to this Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says by the Makkah Tzvardeya. The Gemara says in Sochim. Oizu Dorosh Tudus Ishroimi. Ma ro Hananya Mishov Azaryo. That they were Moisar Atman Kedushas Hashem to the Kibshan Eish. They learned the Kalchoimer from the Tradeya. Come on, Psochem, that's Nun Gimel. Ma Tradeya that aren't Mitzuva al Kiddush Hashem. And they went, Bo, but Tanarech of Mishar Yisecha. So we're Mitzuva and Kiddush Hashem, Allah has Kama Vakama. The big Machlokes we show you, what is it talking about over there? Over there, the Nidin was Polchul at Salma. The Buchanetzah wanted them to be Polchul at Salma. So it's Machlokes we show you. Salma over there means Avoy Nazar. If it's Avoy Nazar, it's Gimel Averis Chamuris. Gimel Averis Chamuris is in the Dinna Siris Nefesh, so it's an Ezra. You don't need to come out to a Kabbalah from Tzvardeya. If it's not, so what is it exactly? What is this Sukkiah of Salma that they learned out? A Kabbalah from Tzvardeya. It's against Machlekes of Shoinim there. Whether it means you're allowed to do Lefnimishur Sadin, to be Moisir Nefesh, even for not. I mean, that was by the Tzvardeya Taka. The Tzvardeya was this Indian of Kiddush Hashem. And the Veld says it's a Bezunder Ramayla, because on each Tzvardeya Bezunder wasn't the Tzibul. It was the Kaif and Kloli on the Tzvardeya, and the Tzvardeya was Boicher. By the Mak of Orev, interesting to say, by the Mak of Orev, the Flacy by Yomahu Eseres Goshen, that's Bechlal, a big sugi, which one of the Makas applied by the Yidden also, what's not, Machlekes, Mishoyim. But by the Mak of Orev, it says, Vesamti Tedus. Why dafka by oroi is it mudgash this inyan that there's a samti pedus that is a chilek a flaw, a hevdol between yidden and goyim? So the emes is adam arishon yitzir kapa v'kodesh baruch hu the chayos, even the chayos turfois were frightened of him. He had a tzuras adam. Adam is also gematria 45. We spoke before that yitzke vavke is really 45, which is mem hei, which is only kin. Adam. Adam is also Mem Hey. That's the real Tzuras Adam. And then the highest purpose and not the spell from him. And a guy is Nishta Zoy, but a Yid that's supposed to work on his Tzelem to become like that Tzuras Adam. So where was it Muvdal, the Hiflesi, the Samti Kedus, that there was this highest purpose of the Yid in Kufidnish? This is where it was Tel Devek, even though they were in the Mem Tashari Tumah. But it's Chafka, but it's Shraima, he's talking Yiddish and he's a Yid. And the lion is scared to shepherd, and that's where it's mudgash. That's where it's mudgash the besamti kedus. They have a shveter after oroy taka besamti kedus. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Paro, shloisha yomim neilach b'midbar. What is this shloisha yomim? It's a big shaila. What the maestro Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go for 3 days, come back. Some say it was Taka Haroma. It was a Chetimcha to be Bereich. But it's a Mordechai Kipshat. I heard it from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Yidden one of the Mem Tashari Tumah. And we said that Koyd Mount Torah, they can't fall into the Nun Shari Tumah. After Mount Torah, you could even be Nun. Not Nun Tess, but Nun. The Shloshi Yomim, I heard Tunis Chois. One is that the Shloshi Yomim was going to be a Mount Torah. Let us go after 3 days and have a Mount Torah. After Mount Torah, we can come back, and then we can go back to Mitzrayim. There's no mukshash of the Nefil of the Nun. Not the Torah, we have the Rechaim Kodesh. That's the... That's that soul over here. But there's another Muslim. Sometimes you need a three-day break. You go to the Midbar, and then they can come back, not the Mount Torah, over... This that they were falling over 3 days, that would give them chizik to be able to go back to Mitzrayim and halt ois till the 400 years. Someone once told me, he says, it's a smach, and maybe, you know, you go away for Shabbos, you go, a weekend, you know, 3 days, the first guy, it's a punk fakir, a bocher feels his epis falling. So on a Monday afternoon, make the hachlota, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll do it right, hey, start, nail it, my midbar, start, the midbar is a Torah, and then you'll get a chizik, you'll get a frish guy. Don't misquote the word, don't pass the word. But I'll upon him, that's two different eschoys. What was the shloish yom by midbar? Either it was the Matan Torah, the male they can fly, because of Rechaim, or even on Matan Torah. The right text and lemon, the truth is, yom the leilos, they'll be able to come back. We mentioned already Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The Mordechai Gazach Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim. The pasuk says Eile Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe Kol Yisrael. And this Rosh of Moshe Kol Yisrael is the pasuk says Vayhi Ba'arbon Shana Ba'achti Asher Chodesh Bechel Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us Rosh Yeh Mishnah Torah is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The Sforma Chodeshim writes that when there's a date, a tarich, that's written in the Torah, it has a bezundra koyach, a bezundra school. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Aleph Chodesh Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, it's the Chalav Rosh Hashanah Lilonai, they still look good, it's Tupi Shvat, but Shvat, Moshe Tevish Shiva Surah Stoidus, but Shvat has in it the koyach, the potential in the trees, and to bring out the payrus. And it's mentioned in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu Vadish Drosha was from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, to Zainadar, of Mohofen, so Dvorim, von Chodesh Shvat, will gain taka, this was Chodesh Nissen, nicht offer in Zayin Adar, will gain taka, mit der Pranem, everyone should bring out the Koiches, and we'll then pay Rishvay's Rishvay.